Good morning. As the deacons come forward, let's prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper. On the night of Christ's arrest and trial in the upper room, he instituted a new ceremony we know as the Lord's Supper. All the four Gospels mention this supper, and even Paul's writing, he observed this. In Luke 22:19 through 20, it says this, when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood." So here we see two elements to this institution. We first see the breaking of bread, which Christ explained that this would symbolize his body, which was to be beaten, bruised, and sacrificed on our behalf. We just sang of that. And then the second element was the cup. The cup was to symbolize his blood that was to be poured out for both you and I, and to be the forgiveness of sins, and also a ratification of the new covenant. In addition to these elements, we also see that Christ gave us a reason for this institution. Why are we to do this? He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Now, in the Bible, God is pleased when we remember what he has done for us. Remembering keeps us grounded because God knows the moment we forget or become forgetful, a downward spiritual spiral can eventually take place. So we also see this is a celebration. Scripture says he gave thanks. They all gave thanks. So as we remember and look back and we reflect on what Christ has done for us, this should generate a great thanksgiving and joy as we look forward. And we should also observe something else here. When Christ instituted this supper, it was for believers only. Judas, the only unbeliever in the room, had already left when Jesus instituted this ceremony. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:16 that this was exclusively for the believers, only for the one body of Christ, he called it. So if you find yourself this morning unsure of your salvation, unsure of your relationship to Christ, we would just ask that you let the elements pass you by, because these elements would have no value to the unbeliever. Only when a person trusts in the work of Jesus Christ, only then the ceremony can have any significance. And we would encourage you to believe on Jesus Christ and become a child of his through what we call what the Bible calls the gospel. And I will be giving an opportunity at the end of this service to do that, for you to do that. So as the deacons distribute the bread with thankful hearts, we should remember what he has done for us. May we distribute the bread. Christ said, "This is his body, which was given for us. Let us eat together." The book of Hebrews, chapter 9:22, it says this: "All things are cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." What a reason to celebrate. Amen. We have been forgiven because of the spilled blood of Jesus Christ. So as the deacons distribute the cup, let us remember his precious blood. Because of his blood, we have been forgiven. Let us drink together. Father God, we thank you so much for what you have done. We thank you that we can remember what Christ has done on the cross for us, where his body was beaten and his blood was shed for us. And we thank you. We remember that. We celebrate that. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.